I'm going to cross that river.
I'm gonna live forever, I'm gonna cross that river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind. I'm gonna live forever now.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
Boy, that's the truth. Let's go to your calls. Jared, Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Welcome.
I just was calling about everything. They got the rules for radical tactics happening. I know you've talked about that many times.
Oh, exactly. Accuse your enemy of what you're going to do, and he pledged the book, Saul Alinsky, to Lucifer.
Absolutely. And I have a couple bullet points. I'll make it brief so you can move on, and I apologize. I appreciate your time.
I love you, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, misdirection. By accusing an opponent of what you yourself are doing, you shift attention away from your own actions and create confusion. And there's also guilt by association. By linking your opponent to the behavior you're accusing them of, you attempt to taint their reputation to undermine public trust. Diversion. The tactic can distract from the actual issues, evidence, making it harder for opponents to efficiently counter your claims. Unite people around a common enemy or perceived injustice rather than focus on the actual issues, and also create a sense of urgency like Kamala did in that interview by framing the opponent's actions as a threat. You can galvanize support for your cause. They literally are running that playbook. If you want to know their plans, it's 99.9% of what they use. And if people can understand that they use these tactics, maybe more people can wake up. They need something to hold on.
Well, that's right. And when they say Trump's going to have martial law and send the military to kill citizens, right when Biden puts out an executive order or whoever's controlling him, they've already had a coup installing Kamala, and they say there's going to be civil war, and Trump's saying the opposite, that they're telegraphing that's their next move.
Boom, there you go. Again, all you have to do is what you've done for many years is tell the people exactly what they're doing by what they're actually saying that they're doing. It's not hard. It's not complex. It's pretty simple. It's simplifying it makes it so you can understand it better. But, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, and it's unfortunate that what they've done to you and what the attack on you, everything they've done is disgusting. I guess that's the word, without cussing.
No, it is. And I remember I only read Rules for Radicals once, like 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but it's Saul Alinsky pledges it to the first radical Lucifer, and it's all how to be totally deceptive, how to lie, how to betray people, how to steal, how to just be total scum. And Hillary and others admit it's their Bible. It's Obama's Bible. And it's just like, wow. And people just need, I mean, and the people that get buy into this have Stockholm syndrome. I mean, why would you love these horrible criminals?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for people who can't understand it. That all this stuff they hold on to, their money, their treasure, all this stuff, it's going to be gone. Like I said, we need to help people like yourself to get us out of this, because you're the only person that's actually done something for us other than like Musk and all these other people. I mean, you are a key figure in waking me up. I always thought something was off. I appreciate it. I've been listening to you for many years, like 16, 17 years, and everything and all the accusations and all the lies, it's just garbage, man. It's just deception. It's not real. And if I could ask people out there to actually support something that, like somebody like you, to get something done, I would recommend it, because it's not going to be like this. If they get in, which they already have, what, Georgia has already turned in a record number of ballots. I'm concerned, man. I mean, I know if this wasn't rigged and whatever, then we'd be okay. But they're not going to give up power. I mean, it's
because they're literally devil worshipers, but they're being exposed in their fraud. They've lost the initiative. We're winning one way or another. We're winning the hearts and minds. Thank you so much, Jared. Stay with us.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Enslavement is happening. It's unfolding all around us. We must rise to the challenge with God's Spirit filling our sails with the focus and clarity and energy to do the right thing. Two final callers and the great Drew Hernandez takes over. But first, the crew put together a little promo from my first emergency broadcast from the emergency studios of the Alex Jones Network. AlexJones.network tonight. 7 p.m. Central, another emergency transmission as we turn up the heat in the face of the deep state assault. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do. The fight for the future is now. Drew Hernandez takes over in a moment. But first, Eric in New Mexico and then Steve in Arizona. You're our tail gunners. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Me and the kids have been doing time capsules, and we decided to put like a Bible in it and Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I was thinking it'd be kind of cool if you sold one that had like at least a summary of your archives and stuff, you know, to preserve for the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Democrats say that they're going to own all that and ban it all, literal digital book burning. But you guys, my stuff's everywhere. It's all free to air. It's always been free. You've always owned it. No matter what they say, they'll never be able to block you. Everybody, whoever's got the capabilities, go download InfoWars. Upload your own version. It's free to the public. All my films, all my material, everything. It's all yours.
Yeah, it would just be kind of cool for me to, you know, see something like that in your market and buy a time capsule ready to go, you know. So.
Well, I mean, absolutely, and that's something that we've been working on. So you read my mind.
Oh, wow. Awesome. And, you know, put a Bible in it and put Constitution, Dead Sea Scrolls, whatever you can think of that matters, you know. And
that's a great idea. You know, according to the globalist, any thought crime in the future is a thought crime in the past. So something that's not a thought crime today that is in the future, they'll still ban you or deplatform you or persecute you for it. So you're talking about a lot of evil stuff. Alex Jones Archives, the Bible. I mean, this the Constitution, woo, the New York Times says ban that thing. Great idea, sir. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Love you, brother. Thank you. Steve in Arizona, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Alex, hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. I'll get to it, Alex. I only got one thing to say. I wish you would lead us in prayer every hour on the hour. We've got like 24 days left. You've got an incredible pool of energy out here, 15 million people ready to pray for InfoWars, for Donald Trump's safety, for peace in America, and a fair election. If you led us in prayer on bullet point things like that, once an hour, even once every half hour, we can change the world. What do you think about that?
Well, prayer is real. God listens, and when we pray together, it's incredibly powerful. When two of us agree on earth, God makes it so in heaven. Drew Hernandez is a pastor and a really, really smart guy, and I agree with his theological view. That's my similar understanding of it. Perhaps he'll lead us in a prayer. I tend to pray in private. I have prayed on air some, and I tend to pray when everybody's asleep or in the middle of the day when nobody's around. And I really don't ask for stuff from God. I actually just try to make contact, which I do, with God, and then ask God what I'm supposed to do, and so I can be really focused on God and get the discernment of being led, guided, and directed. So I would pray that God move into people's hearts and minds who are open to it. I would pray for people to pray, to open themselves up to God more and the Holy Spirit, and that God would lead, guide, and direct them. And I would leave that as people's personal relationship with Christ. But I would pray for people to repent and seek God's face and to confound our enemies and to expose their plans and to protect the whistleblowers and others on the front lines. And I would pray for the children in bondage, both in slave labor and sex slavery worldwide, particularly here because of the globalist operations. And I would pray that President Trump would focus particularly on that and the preparations for martial law. And then that the Great Awakening already happening will accelerate. And I just thank God for seeing the Great Awakening happening that God told me 25 years ago would be happening when the globalists went into their operational mode. And so all of what God has told me that I've repeated on air decades ago has now come true. Proof of how incredible God is and how real. We thank God for his revelation of John, the Revelator, in the Isle of Patmos, as we now see it all being fulfilled. And thank you for your son, Christ Jesus, and his sacrifices on the cross. Amen. I mean, I just don't know what else to say. If I was you, I would personally just pray for the Holy Spirit to more intensely come in and to lead God and direct you and have God tell you what God wants you to do. Drew Hernandez is a great talk show host, really smart guy, and also a great reporter and father of a family. And so, Drew, I don't usually tell you what I want you to do, but if you would indulge the caller and feel like, feel the Spirit right now to do it, would you lead us in prayer and then get into your segments here on the show? Thank you so much, Drew Hernandez.
Absolutely. If the crew would like to maybe just run some video while I pray, that'd be great. I mean, as a Christian, I'm never going to turn that down. So right out the gate, Lord Jesus, we just come before you and we're here on the Alex Jones Show. We are here on the InfoWars Network on the brink of absolute defeat. But we know that that has happened many times in your people's history where your back is up against the wall, back is up against the Red Sea, and there's nowhere to go but to you. And so not only do we pray for the future of InfoWars, but we pray for the stability of our country in this upcoming election. We pray for the salvation of souls, not only in the United States of America, but across the entire globe. Because at the end of the day, everything that is tangible and physical, all of this is going to burn away. And the only thing that will remain and last forever is your word, is you. And everything that is preserved by your very word and you yourself. So we just pray for the salvation of souls here listening today, whether it be on X or Band.video or Rumble or wherever my voice is being transmitted through radio. We just pray that people all around the world that are worried about World War III and total annihilation and devastation of humanity and civilization, we know that the ultimate preservative is you and eternal salvation through your son, Jesus Christ. And we know that faith in your son, Jesus Christ, alone is our salvation via repentance and accepting the gospel, that if we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in our heart that God had raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So we pray for that eternal reality in the souls of all people that may hear this right now, or maybe missionaries around the entire world that are doing the work of ministry. Empower them, equip them, encourage them, strengthen them, even in the face of martyrdom. We just pray, Lord, for your glory to be revealed in absolutely everything, because regardless of what outcomes may be, you are eternal, you are Lord, and you yourself reign forever and will always be good. And so with that said, we love you regardless of what the outcomes are. We trust you regardless of what the outcomes are. But still, faith without works is dead. This doesn't mean we sit around and do nothing. So we pray for the energy. We pray for the resources. We pray for the guidance. We pray for the wisdom. We pray for the discernment. We pray for the vision to do your work that you've called every single one of us to do. And at the end of the day, all glory to God, all dominion, all power, all supremacy forever and ever to Christ Jesus our Lord, because Christ is eternally King forever. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I'll never turn down the opportunity to pray when I'm asked. We know how Jesus feels about, you know, praying in public, etc. But still, that's why I asked the crew to just play some video, because it's not about me. It's not about Alex. It's all about Christ Jesus, our Lord. And, you know, sitting there as I'm praying and I'm thinking and, you know, the direction of where our nation is going. And what I'm seeing is people waking up, which is a great thing, which is a good thing. But what people need to understand, especially in terms of, you know, like a biblical worldview and the direction things are going, people really do need to understand that, yes, we do God's will, but that doesn't always mean safety and humanistic thinkings of comfort and security. Now, the Holy Spirit will always comfort us. What I mean is that God's will, that's what we ultimately pray for. Lord, may your will be done in Jesus' name, right? That's the ultimate prayer. Whatever that outcome is, we got to be content with that. And we will continue to worship and follow him regardless of what the outcomes may be. And just real quick, if the crew can hear me, I don't have a timer. I can't see a clock. So I don't know when the next break is, and I don't want to awkwardly get cut off. So if you guys could just let me know in the earpiece when we got like 30 seconds left, I'd appreciate that if you guys can hear me. But continuing, what I am seeing and what I am experiencing is a lot of people waking up, is a lot of people that are coming to the conclusion that what is happening to our nation, what is happening to our world, goes far beyond political differences, goes far beyond political ideologies, that goes far beyond even cultural issues. Because obviously there are cultural issues of our diverse world, and I don't use the word diverse in the gay leftist way. No, we are literally a diverse culture. We are literally a diverse planet, civilization. And with that, you're going to have all kinds of differences. With that, you're going to have all kinds of difference of worldview. You're going to have different languages, et cetera, right? And so with that said, you are inevitably going to run into a situation where there is going to be opposing views to the points of war and to the points of killing. And I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying this is the nature of fallen humanity without God. And so what I'm watching happen right now is people are getting to this place where they're identifying, yes, there is a real info war. Yes, there is a real political war. Yes, there is a real cultural war. And yes, when you take a look at the world around you, there is a real scientific war. There is a real medical tyrannical war. All of this is very, very real. And a lot of things that Alex has been teaching us for the past 30 years have all come to pass because they've been in these globalist white papers and writings, and they love to talk about it and project about it and predict about it, because that's exactly what they're all about, is doing, implementing, not just talking. And that's the difference that I find. You know, I've been a Christian for maybe over 12 years. I don't keep count, you know, just when I think about it. You know, I'm like, oh, wow, it's been that long. I'm definitely always eternally grateful for my salvation, but I try not to, like, you know, do anything that's like counting days, or I've been X amount of days without this, or I'm not saying that's bad. If you know, you've been delivered out of alcoholism or drug addiction or anything like that, that's great. Just for me personally, you know, try to not get in like a religious mindset. However, when I look back and I take a look at, you know, the state of the church, and there's a lot of controversy because a lot of evangelical Christians, and I talked about this last week when I was on the Alex Jones show as to why Christians, more than 50%, may be sitting out these upcoming elections. There's reasons to that that I think that the Trump campaign has caused, that the Harris campaign has kind of leaned into and baited Trump into on the issues of abortion, etc. Not going to say that all over again. But the other side of that coin is just simply weak so-called pastors and beta male so-called pastors and these congregations and these churches that take a look at our world around us, and somehow they are told and they are taught not to engage in the world of politics on a spiritual and a biblical level, which I do not understand and I will never understand. And in my opinion, I think that is absolutely negligent. It's weak. It's cowardice. I mean, I don't understand how you could claim to be born again. I don't understand how you can claim to be a Christian. I don't understand how you can claim to be indwelt in housing the most powerful. I don't want to use the word force because it demeans the Holy Spirit. Spirit, that's appropriate. The most powerful spirit. It's God himself, God the Holy Spirit. How are you claiming to be indwelt with such a power that is eternal, that is undefeated forever, and not engage in your civilization that is falling all around you? That I just, as a born-again Christian, I will not ever comprehend. I understand why, but for me, I can't like sit there and conclude, yeah, you know, I'm not going to ever fight. And I'm talking about even when the right wing starts to lose and compromise on biblical values, start to engage that as well. You don't back down from that. You expose that too. It's not just these radical leftist antichrist psychopaths that hate Jesus and that are in opposition towards the Bible. It's happening in the right wing as well. And when the right wing throws in the towel and starts to compromise biblical values, you don't back down and let it happen. Even more so, that's even more of a wolf in sheep's clothing scenario, because a lot of these right wingers that claim to have biblical values are running around claiming to redefine what it means to be a Christian in the political sphere and world. You don't just throw the towel in on that. You don't just let that go. You don't just let that happen like some beta male, beta female cuck and sit there and just take it. Like, see, this is what I don't understand about the church. I really don't. I don't agree with it. I don't identify with it. And I surely don't support it. Can you tell? And so I think going into the future, because I've been kind of watching this, particularly, you know, the past 8 years with the advent of Trump, we've seen a rise of evangelical Christian engagement in the political world, standing for biblical issues, taking a stance for pro-life, taking a stance against gay marriage, right? Taking a stance against the transhuman agenda, right? I mean, it's like, come on, man. You look at the Bible, it's so simple. It's literally a kindergartner can sit there and read the Bible through, okay, and conclude that those are some pretty hallmark pillars of the Christian faith. And so right now, when there is a full-scale assault against those things, while your civilization is being hijacked by demonic powers across the entire globe, particularly the United States of America, it's an antichrist system. It's an antichrist machine. It's an antichrist spirit. It's an antichrist agenda. Now, see, this is where I think evangelicals and Christians that somewhat engage in eschatology, which is the study of the end times, particularly in Christian theological circles, because you can have Muslim eschatology, you can have, right, Christian eschatology, you could even have your own eschatology, right? But it's the study of the end times, and I am a born-again Christian, so I believe in the biblical eschatology and end times accounts and predictions. Those that were predicted thousands of years ago that have come to pass, and those that have been predicted thousands of years ago that are to come to pass. God's track record is 100% accurate all the time. So if you ever get around a man or a woman that claims to be a prophet, speaking on behalf of God, making predictions, speaking on behalf of God, and they get it wrong, if they get 99.9% right and they get that 0.1% off, they're a false prophet. That's not my opinion. That's the Bible, okay? And so with that said, as Christ has warned, as the apostles have warned, that in these last days you will see false messiahs, false Christs, false saviors, imposters, false prophets, false teachers, people that are spreading misinformation. And when I say this word, I don't say it like this current tyrannical, psychotic antichrist government. I'm talking about real misinformation, real disinformation. I'm talking about real skewings of the truth and real actual psyops that are being run on the general public. Isn't it interesting how they even hijack those terms? Where when you hear someone like me use the word misinformation or disinformation in the context of where I'm actually warning people about it, you're kind of like, what are you saying, man? Isn't it interesting how they've even hijacked terms that are supposed to be accurately used in accurate contexts? Yeah, these people are redefining everything. They're redefining even who God is. Obviously, they're wrong and it's blasphemous. But no man on planet Earth, even Christians, don't have the ability to define who God is. The Bible defines, God defines who he is. God speaks on his own behalf. We as Christians, we as the church, we interpret his scriptures correctly, right? We exegete the scripture, not eisegete. That means you pull out what the Bible is saying for itself. You don't read into what you think the Bible is saying. We interpret. God just speaks for himself. Same thing with some of his pillars, even in society, such as marriage. And so as I'm watching this all around me, and, you know, I think what happens in the church is the lines get blurred and they get skewed, where it's almost like I like to call it like a lazy theological mindset. And it goes like this. You probably know people like this, right? Well, Jesus Christ is coming back anyways. I mean, take a look at the world around you. Matthew 24. I mean, look at 1st and 2nd Timothy. I mean, the Apostle Paul warned exactly about these days. Romans chapter 1, it's like reading the newspaper. It's like opening up Infowars.com and reading the front page of the breaking news. Yeah, agree. But this is where I don't agree, is they will go right there and they'll say everything correctly. Jesus said this, Jesus said that. Look at the last days here. Look at the last days there. Look at the Middle East. Look at these possible developing prophecies that might unfold. So, you know, enjoy the show, brother. You know what I mean? Like that's a enjoy the show, brother Drew. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean? What are you talking? I've literally been told this. What are you implying? Well, enjoy the show. Jesus is probably going to come back within the next 20 years. A lot of weak-minded, I think, misdirected boomers think this way because they're kind of at the end of their lifetime. And yes, things are as the Bible described in the last days. And I could get how you get into this mindset where, yeah, you got like 20 years left to live and you think that Jesus Christ could return at any moment, which he can. But, you know, I'm going to die anyways. So just chill out, young man, and enjoy the show. I can see it. Thank you. No man knows the day or the hour. We could be here for another 500 years fighting. So I disagree with that. We'll be right back. Make sure to share the links.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do. let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down InfoWars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. Leftists line up to buy Alex Jones InfoWars and auction and destroy the brand. Okay? It's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And we're working with other folks to set up the infrastructure to continue on and not miss a beat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart. And there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support. Going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boosts your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support, discount at drjonesnaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong. Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity like a stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now. drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats the spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow, flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now,
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All righty, you are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show. You know, we got to make that a thing, don't we? We got to find a way to create. I just had this idea. We got to find a way to create some kind of campaign where you just say Alex Jones' name, right? Like, because they're not only trying to hijack the man's name, it's hijacking the man's identity to the point where you can't start your own new thing because your name is so powerful and popular. It's synonymous, obviously, with InfoWars, but it's always going to succeed. I don't know. Maybe we could start some kind of social media campaign where you just like, it's like, say his name, Alex Jones, say his name. I don't know. Something around those lines. I don't know. Chase Geyser's better than me at the meme thing. So maybe he could figure something like that out, but just an idea. But with that said, you guys got to support the broadcast. I'm telling you right now, go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com with a full scale assault against InfoWars. Just got the confirmation. I got my black and red InfoWars classic OG classic InfoWars logo t-shirt. So I'm excited about that. Right when that thing comes in, I'm going to wear that everywhere. So make sure you get yours because that thing is a relic. That thing will go down into the past. When World War III and the nuclear holocaust literally is unleashed all over the place,
And it's like straight up Terminator salvation into the future war, and it's total annihilation everywhere, nuclear fallout, post-nuclear apocalyptic scenario. You'll see two things. You will see an American flag posted somewhere, right? Even though it's busted and ripped, it will still be somewhere. And you will see an Alex Jones or an InfoWars flag sticker. You will see that somewhere. And you know what? You'll also have the Bible, that's for sure. God's eternal word will trump it all. So make sure to support the broadcast, thealexjonesstore.com. Follow me on Rumble as well, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. I go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. All right. So this brings me to this. If you actually think about it, all of our efforts are never in vain, right? The Bible makes that very clear. You do good, and your works will never be in vain. It's not that you do good to be saved, but your good works as a born-again Christian. I mean, that's God has created us, right? We are his workmanship, created for good works, that we should walk in them. That's after salvation. God uses us for his own will, for his own purposes, and for his righteousness' sake. That has an effect on planet Earth. That has an effect on the world around us. Now, we don't know the day or the hour. We don't know when this is all going to end. We don't know when the end finally comes. Well, all I know is that the Bible calls me to fight this righteous right of faith. The Bible calls me to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible calls me to be obedient to Christ, regardless if it's convenient or inconvenient. I know that the Bible calls me to follow Christ in all circumstances. So even if I knew that Jesus Christ was coming in 5 minutes, you know, if I just somehow knew that, I'm not claiming I know that, I'm just saying, if I hypothetically somehow knew that, I'm not sitting around chilling out. I am actually taking it into high gear, because if I got 5 minutes left to preach this gospel and reach and pull people out of this satanic kingdom of darkness matrix simulation, if all I got is 5 minutes left to go, then I'm going to make the most of those 5 minutes. Because you want to know what? I believe that Christ Jesus would expect me to do that. As a born-again Christian, as his son, as someone that has been saved and plucked out of that same kingdom of darkness, I don't take my salvation for granted. And whether I have 5 minutes or whether I have 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years or 500 years, and I'm not saying this to virtue signal like, Drew, you're such a strong Christian. I'm just being completely honest. This is how I feel. And I don't understand how people don't feel this as well. And, you know, it is devastating. It's looking bad out there. All the news that Alex just covered about the EU going after Elon Musk, going after his companies. The ultimate end game is what Alex is experiencing now. It's the total hijack of your identity entirely. And I think once AI and artificial intelligence becomes more of a weaponized reality, right? Because all technology, especially now in this modern age, like pre-World War II. I mean, you can argue before, right? This has been happening, but let's just start there, right? Post-World War II. All of this advent and technological boost, most of technology, especially digitally, is being weaponized against humanity, civilization. That makes sense to me from a biblical perspective. Demonic legions, Lucifer, Satan, this Antichrist system will be used against civilization in the end. I truly believe, this is just my opinion, that the mark of the beast will be some type of technological advancement. That's just my opinion, biblical opinion. And so with that said, and that doesn't mean that technologically itself is evil. Technology is great. Technology could be used for good. Technology could be used for the kingdom of heaven, but at the same time, technology can be used for the kingdom of darkness. And so with that said, yes, that's the ultimate end game. They want to completely take you of your identity. Listen, if they can't kill you, if they can't bankrupt you, if they can't slander you and discredit you, Alex Jones really is the model of what where this goes, right? I think they're too afraid to assassinate someone like Alex Jones. Now, God forbid. I pray against this all the time. Same for Donald Trump and everybody involved. This is not just the guys behind the microphone, okay? And if you saw what happened after January 6th of 2021, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's on a damn list. Everybody. You know what's an interesting case is what's her name from the Young Turks? Anna Karespian. Did I pronounce that right? I forget. I mean, I don't watch the Young Turks. Watching her kind of get red-pilled and detach herself from the radical left because she's kind of realized how psychotic they are. When she experienced, I think she was walking somewhere outside of her apartment or her house in the street, and she got sexually assaulted by a male and decided to go public and talk about it. And immediately her followers, her own cult following, all of these psycho leftists immediately turned it on her and said, what you're saying is actually going to damage those that are marginalized communities, meaning blacks or browns or whatever. And she didn't even mention the race of her attacker. And it turned out her attacker was white, and it totally just like threw her off. And, you know, I was reading her piece when she put this out, it went super viral, and she said she just couldn't believe that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, right? This is what I got from it, that she just was stunned that her side took it to that extreme without any facts and turned it around on her without even knowing the situation. And the reason, and I use that as an example is because that is a cult. You are in a cult. You know, that's what's happening to a lot of people. Look at the red pilling of Elon Musk. Elon Musk is on his way, right? Look at the red pilling of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's on his own journey, right? A lot of these guys are, you know, dealing with this tyranny. They're dealing with this federal government. They're dealing with this on a personal level, on a personal basis. And see, unfortunately, that's what it takes in order to wake you up, because you're sitting on the sidelines and you're watching the destruction of InfoWars and Alex Jones and the depersoning, the debanking and the deplatforming. And you're watching all this from the sidelines and you think to yourself, well, gee, as long as I don't go where he went, I'll be okay. Wrong. Because you're dealing with a cult. And in a cult, you don't have any options. You don't have a choice. You are told what to believe. You are told what to say. You are told what to read. You are told what to listen to. You are told how to react. You are told how to live. You are told how to breathe and when to breathe and what to eat and when not to eat, when to drink and what not to drink, the Kool-Aid or not. You do not have a choice. I think that is part of the big great awakening that's taking place right now, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I don't fully trust Elon Musk. I've just been watching this guy and I'm like, dude, this guy is on a journey, man. Like, it is very much a net positive to have Elon Musk where he is right now. And we want him to go further, right? You know, someone like Elon Musk receives the gospel and is born again. That's where we need him. But he's on his journey. And we are gaining ground big time. We are gaining ground big time in the culture, gaining ground big time in a lot of these influential institutions that have been hijacked. But the reason why that's happening is because people are doing the work. People are pushing back peacefully, legislatively, intellectually, educationally, culturally, technologically, right? Whatever sphere you find yourself, whatever career path or influence you find yourself, that's where you do the work. And the ones that are going to do the heavy lifting, obviously, we've seen Alex Jones doing this. We've seen Donald Trump doing this. We've seen people like Roger Stone. We've seen, you know, everyone that has been particularly getting hit hard in the past 8 years. But Alex has been dealing with this for decades, right? InfoWars itself. But however, there is no sitting on the sidelines watching anymore. And I think people understand that. And a lot of very influential people are understanding that. Which, by the way, this is why there's some crisis within the Harris campaign. Because if you pay attention to what they're saying, MSNBC, when they first started to call on Kamala Harris to come out of hiding and do some interviews, because her internal polling was looking terrible. It was literally just falling, falling, falling. She's doing horrible with men, black men particularly, Latino men particularly, and another demographic she's not doing well with. I think this is why Mark Cuban is now campaigning for her. Isn't he doing his first rally with her today or tomorrow? Right? That'll be hilarious. That guy can't talk. That guy has the worst political takes. Mark Cuban is smart, smart businessman. Would love to know what the skeletons are in that guy's closet. But dude, when it comes to, you know, politics, you're a train wreck, dude. But anyways, part of the demographic she's not doing well with is business owners, right? Entrepreneurs. People that are actually paying attention to her economic policies that will make a major, major impact. If you are a business owner, right? And you saw MSNBC all complaining about this. They were literally saying this on the air. And that's what I believe led her to the media blitz and led her to the downfall of this last interview on Fox News last night, which is just like inevitable, not surprising, but that's what you're going to get with Kamala Harris, right? Right? You order a cheeseburger, you're going to get a cheeseburger. That's just, you know, that's what the Democrats ordered and that's what they're going to get. That's what you got, right? And it's so crazy. Dude, I was watching that clip last night of Joe Biden and Obama in that church. I was watching that clip over, I don't know, maybe you guys were too. I know I was. I was watching it over and over. Like, what are they saying? Oh my gosh. If we could obtain that audio, I wish I was a lip reader. But I will tell you, because, you know, the New York Post came out with an expert that's involved with law enforcement as well, with lip reading, came out and said that Biden just straight up told Obama, yeah, she's not as strong as me. And Obama said, I know, right? Allegedly. But even without knowing like what was being said out of Obama's mouth, especially, it was strange. You look at that video, and I'm being completely honest here. I was watching that last night. I was even showing it to my wife, and she's like, yeah, Obama looks pissed, right? She's like, Obama looks pissed. Like he gives like some kind of backhanded comment. You could totally see it's written all over his face. A total passive aggressive backhanded comment. I know that look, right? But what's interesting was, didn't Biden look somewhat coherent and like cognitive in that conversation? It was weird, dude. I was watching that. I've been watching it all night last night. I'm looking at Joe Biden. I'm like, dude, he looks cognitive. Like he looks like he's fully understanding what Obama is saying to him. It was a strange moment, but you want to know what? Panic and the verge of failure and destruction is sobering. And I think that is what is happening currently. Like if you are Barack Obama right now, if you are Joe Biden, if you're Joe Biden, you're like, yeah, she's not as strong as me. I know, right? And to be completely honest with you, like we know that Biden is a train wreck and his polling numbers were horrible, but he might have actually done a little better running. Oh, it would have been hilarious, right? It would have been a blowout. Either way, the riggers are going to try to rig this damn thing, right? Or just refuse to certify the election. That's where I think it's going. But honestly, I think Biden would have done better in Pennsylvania. She is struggling. Have you guys seen the new recent reports of internal Harris campaign operatives? They're all complaining. They're all fighting with each other, particularly in Pennsylvania, because she has campaign managers in Pennsylvania that they're complaining. They don't know what she's doing. It's like, yeah, that's what happens, dude. When you roll out this DEI inclusive nonsense where everybody gets appointed because of the color of their skin or their sexual orientation. Right? Nobody is there because of their capabilities. Well, now you're going to suffer from that. Now you're going to experience the consequences of that. However, I think that's what is beginning to set in, not only in the mainstream media, but within the Harris campaign. Obama looks pissed.
You want to know why else I think Obama's pissed? Because not even he is able to save Kamala Harris. Not even he is able to sell Kamala Harris. The fact that Barack Obama cannot sell Kamala Harris to black men is so insane, dude. Like, if you really think about that, right? Like, bro, you got guys like Lord Jamal. Have you seen the interview? Oh my gosh. If you have not seen that guy's interview, he's like a super old school 90s OG rapper. Lord Jamal. Is it Jamar or Jamal? I think it's Jamar, right? Look it up, dude. It's probably one of the best interviews I've seen this entire election cycle. He just obliterates. This black dude obliterates and unpacks, demasks Kamala Harris and Obama and Democrats. It's great. It's where we need to be. But again, that's what I'm saying. There are people waking up, but we don't stop. We don't stop. Because you begin to let up, that means that you are giving up critical ground that we have gained in the culture, in politics, legislatively, in the media, etc. Right? Look at the gains that Band.video, obviously InfoWars, has made. Look at the gains that Rumble, now look at X, right? Look at Gab, look at all of these independent platforms that are now growing and exploding. You take a look at Kick. Kick is huge. Kick is not, you know, the biggest, you know, free speech platform, but there's a lot of Zoomers on Kick, and that's a pretty big platform right there, and an alternative to Twitch, right? And so there is this resurgency, there is this awakening with independent media, talk show hosts, shows themselves, news, culture, commentary, opinion, right? There is this resurgency. It's had an effect. And also within government, we've had some America First congressmen, congresswomen, senators. I mean, Donald Trump is literally the front man of this movement. You could literally argue, right? He's changed things. I think Patrick Beck David just straight up told Trump in his interview today, you killed the mainstream media. I think that's what he said. Something like you literally killed or destroyed the mainstream. It's true. And it's true. And a lot of people have followed that. But, you know, Alex Jones has been on that trajectory for a while. However, it's leading me to where we are now currently. And when I see a pissed off Barack Obama, an irritated Barack Obama, where Barack Obama himself, the Democrat Party, okay, the Black Messiah, their golden calf, the first black president of the United States, right, according to their definition. That is their God, right? The fact that their God cannot sell Kamala Harris to black people is going to lead them into a direction. And this brings me to what Alex was talking about before he passed the baton to me, is yes, you are seeing the Biden administration, the DOD, move in a direction, mobilizing the military, preparing the military. We saw just a couple weeks ago that Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray held a press conference getting ready, priming the masses. Remember when they came out and they threw Tenet under the bus? And in that press conference, they said, well, they literally just used Tenet as a fall guy. That's it. You know what I mean? And in that press conference, they said, well, you know, Russia's already attempting to interfere and meddle in this election. They're already, we got Russia, we got China. They're already trying to psyop Trump into believing that Iran is actually trying to kill him. Like, give me a break, dude. Come on. Right? And so we have these movements where they are moving in this direction. And just me personally, I've been saying this for like the past 2 years that they'll probably just straight up let Trump win and then refuse to certify the election. And then any retaliation, peaceful protest, right? Or response to the election, which I think is going to be a lot bigger. If they actually steal this thing and they refuse to certify the election, I think the response is going to be a lot bigger than it was on January 6th. And not just because we're like, you know, in the middle of these mass lockdowns and COVID freakout, right? And I'm not talking in terms of violence. I'm not talking in terms of, you know, acts of
physical, you know, destruction of property or anything like that. What I'm saying is there has been a shift and a change. There's a lot more people that are not trusting what this government is doing. There's a lot more people that I think when they, if they see another steal, especially right now, right? With Kamala just completely tanking, you see Barack Obama looking pissed off, talking to Joe Biden in a church. You know what I'm saying? Like it's nobody likes Kamala Harris. nobody believes that Kamala Harris is more popular than Donald Trump, dude. Like, all politics aside, okay? Set aside your political opinions, set aside policy opinions, differences. Set all that aside. Who is more popular? Let's just leave it to a popularity contest. Yes. Right? Because I think this will actually kind of, you know, wake people up. I think this viewing it this way will cause people to be like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You actually believe that Donald Trump is less popular than Kamala Harris? That's what they're trying to tell me. That's what they're trying to tell you in the mainstream media. That's what they're trying to tell black men that are clearly rejecting Kamala Harris. That's what they're trying to tell Latino men like myself that are clearly rejecting Kamala Harris. And millions of other Americans here on planet Earth. You would have to believe that. And so with that said, I think, now I don't know. I just think between November and January, Democrats are already talking about it. Jamie Raskin already said, well, we'll disqualify Trump on January 5th, 2025 or 6th before the inauguration. They're already interviewing Democrat congresswomen and men asking them, if Trump wins, will you guys certify it? And they're saying, we don't know. We're just going to have to make sure it was a legit win. We got to make sure it was real. So I predict Trump will win in a massive landslide. I think the too big to rig theory will turn out to be true. And I think they will not certify it. And we will end up in a serious constitutional destabilized crisis between November and January in the upcoming months. So pray for this country. Pray for this country, because that's going to really put us in a very serious position. I think anybody that protests it will be called a terrorist, even if you are a liberal. And this is why we've been trying to tell you, look out. All right, guys, the War Room is up next. Make sure to follow me on X at Drew H Live. I'll see you guys on the next one.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. And that's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We've brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather. With all these incredible designs, they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones